Hello, Thelma. It's great to have you on the air here on GRR. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling, Thelma.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
Doing wonderful. So how can I help you today, Thelma?
Well, I just bought a house. It's a 105-year-old house down in Lawrenceburg in the last couple of months. The house was originally a brick home, and it's been added to a couple of times, added on to. I guess the last thing it was added on to was a kitchen and a bedroom. And it has an upstairs, a couple of rooms, and that part of the house kind of leans a little bit.
Oh.
Now, yes.
Kind of leans a little bit, okay.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
When I bought the house and they checked it out and everything, the guy said it's very structural. That's not a problem. I thought about trying to have it raised, but then it would cause a lot more problems. What I want to do is, because the house has 17 rooms and it's pretty chilly in there, I want to put some new windows and siding on this house completely.
Okay. All right, I got it. I got the picture.
So I'm trying to find out if there's a way that they can put the siding on that would take some of the leaning away.
Well,
if that makes sense.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, here's what will happen is you can put the siding on the outside, and you can hang the siding level. But at some point, you're going to pay the price. Now, you can, depending on the type of siding it is, you can kind of cheat it out a little bit, meaning down near the ground where you're looking at the siding at eye level, you could have a kind of level there. And then here's the problem. If you hang the siding level all the way up from the, you know, from the top of the foundation up to the gutter line or the soffit, and the house is basically a parallelogram, you're going to be cutting triangle pieces of siding up near the top, you know, because it's just because the, you know, you understand what I'm trying to say, because if the top isn't level and the siding's level, something's got to give, you know, when we cut those last few pieces of siding. Well, you can kind of, if you were putting up wood siding, you could, as you get up towards the second floor level and you're kind of climbing towards the roof, you can start to put the pieces a little bit out of level each time, you know, trying to kind of cheat it out, you know what I mean, until you finally have the last few pieces of siding pretty parallel with the soffit or the gutter line. So that's possible. I mean, it's there's all kinds of little tricks. It becomes difficult to do that with vinyl siding.
Okay.
Because vinyl siding, for it to be installed properly, when they put the top piece on the lower piece, it kind of interlocks.
Correct.
You know, and if you don't make that interlock happen, in other words, if you start to cheat it out, you know, then all of a sudden the vinyl siding might start flapping in a heavy wind. That would not be a good thing.
No, it wouldn't.
So it just depends on the type of siding. If it's wood siding, if it's fiber cement siding, things like that, I can cheat it out all day long.
Okay. Well, I guess that answers my question.
So that does that answer it? So I mean, maybe it's just a function of the type of siding you're going to put on it.
Okay. And if I get siding, is there companies that does siding and windows and everything at one?
Absolutely.
One company. Okay.
Absolutely. There's quite a few of them here in town. I can think of on the west side of Cincinnati. One of the companies you may want to call would be Murphy Home Improvement. You may want to call absolutely Cornelius Home Improvement. They're in Harrison, so they're not too far away from you.
Now, which one? What was that one?
Cornelius. And I think their number's 367 4401, I think, but I wouldn't bet my life on it today.
Okay.
But you'll see them. It's spelled with a C, Cornelius Home Improvement.
Okay.
And then you might even call you know, Neil's Remodeling, but I think that Neil's is kind of more gravitated into just room additions, kitchens, bathrooms, you know, and that I think they would only take a siding, outside siding job like that if things were really slow. I may be wrong on that. It's just a feeling I have.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Great. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thelma, thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
You have a good day.
You
Thank
too,
you.
Pal. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.